Good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Gentlemen, please be on call and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Alvin from Digi, and welcome to the Digi second quarter 2017 earnings. Thank you very much, everyone, for taking the time to join us today. Firstly, let me just wish all our Muslim friends Selamat Hari Raya, those of you on the call. Today, I'm going to be joined by Karl Erik, our CFO, and also the Digi management team. I'll have both Lo, our CMO, and Karl Erik join me on a couple of comments and give you insights, particularly on the market and on the financial performance. And then we'll go into the remaining of the information, and then I will come back and close. And then we take Q&A after that. So please allow me to get started with some key highlights and maybe reflections for second quarter 2017. Digi continued to showcase market resilience, fighting hard in the marketplace, and executed well to deliver strong EBITDA margins at 46%, an uplift of 0.8 percentage point from preceding quarter, and healthy returns and dividend backed by solid postpaid growth momentum, internet growth, and efficient operation. This amid persistent retail challenges in the marketplace in the industry. On postpaid, we continue to register robust growth, with postpaid revenue increasing to 8.9% year-on-year to 536 million. This was anchored by solid postpaid acquisition, which ended at 103,000 net adds, taking us to a total of 2.3 million postpaid subscribers to seal off the first half of 2017. That gave us a 10.5% postpaid revenue growth for the first half. On prepaid, although prepaid operations remained challenging, I'm actually extremely pleased to say that we've seen an improvement on prepaid and stabilizing with prepaid revenue decline, improved sequentially to 3.7%, backed up by higher prepaid internet subscription and stronger prepaid subscriber base. I'll have Lo come in later and share both on the postpaid and the prepaid in a while. I'm also pleased to share that our strategic focus on freedom to internet proposition, which we recently took out to market, solid market execution and robust 4G plus network gave us the opportunity to acquire momentum for both postpaid and prepaid customers to take us to a total of 254,000 total net adds for the quarter, taking us to a total of 12 million subscribers for Digi. On internet revenue, we actually have seen internet revenue surge to 13.3% year-on-year and 2.6% quarter-on-quarter to 637 million, and significantly narrowed overall service revenue decline to 1.3% quarter-on-quarter and 6.7% year-on-year. Our focus on driving sustainable growth, as I've mentioned this before as well, in terms of our margin focus for the year. Efficient operations and profitability favorably uplifted EBITDA margins to 46%, while absolute EBITDA remained steady at 717 million, despite the revenue challenges. Operation cash flow margins stood healthy at 31% on the back of robust balance sheet with solid financial capability and flexibility to fund our investments and operational commitments to move our business where we need it to be. On the operational development side, we have made good progress on digital customer experience. Our MyDG app, which stood at 1.6 million the previous quarter, we've taken that now to 2 million active subscribers with over 13 million upsell transactions made in the second quarter of 2017. We've also enabled our 4G plus network with Volte and voice over Wi-Fi capabilities while rapidly keeping our focus on 4G LTE and LTE advanced network expansion and, of course, LTE 900 megahertz type deployment. As of second quarter 2017, our 4G LTE and LTE network coverage has reached 86% and 45% of the population nationwide, and also 8,000 kilometers of fiber network was accomplished. very pleased actually on the data traffic delivery, also with our network capabilities. What we've done on the data traffic delivery is continue to show healthy 1.4 times growth year on year on our 4G subscriber, taking that to 5.3 million, and having 66% of smartphone subscribers from 43% a year ago. With the stronger 4G plus network, and with now the latest 900 megahertz spectrum and LTE on 900 megahertz that we just launched on July 1st, Digi will continue to drive postpaid growth opportunities while stabilizing prepaid with higher prepaid internet revenues and both focused on internet growth. At this point, I just want to ask Lo to come in and share some developments on the business side and then move on to Carl Eric before I come back on the wrap-up.
Thank you, Albin. I just want to take you through a slide, which is on the slide number three, slide number five, a bit on the market development for both prepaid and postpaid. In Q2 for prepaid, we continue to focus and prioritize on to strengthen our internet position to drive higher internet take-up and also winning more internet subs. We have actually enhanced our internet offer with the new Digi Prepaid Live SIM Pack. And at the same time, we also have simplified and relaunched a portfolio of a daily, weekly, and a monthly internet subscription with a time-based bonus quota as well as a bonus social services like Facebook. We believe that these are the right offers that meet the customer needs, and it's also allow us to monetize the data. As a result of this, we have actually seen the stronger internet take-up within the prepaid base. For the postpaid, we continue to drive the acquisition by focusing on three areas. One is the easy entry for the 4G postpaid plans with the affordable device bundle. And at the same time, we are continue to focus on pre to post conversion. And the third area is we are also focused on the mid-range SIM-only plans that pack with mobile entertainment offering. Postpaid, we're also leveraging on the expansion on the 4G Plus network expansion, as well as the LTE 900, as what Albin has shared just now. With the stronger monetization with the freedom to internet proposition and also redefine some of the roaming experience as well as the internet quota top-up passes for the postpaid that actually drives the postpaid acquisition. So I'll take you to slide number six, which is a bit on the service revenue development as well as the ARPU and the subscribers. In the quarter two, we see a robust subscriber development with the incremental net adds of 254,000 to 12 million subscribers, with the LTE subscriber base increased to 61% year-on-year to 5.3 million. The net revenue, as a result, strengthened 13.3% year-on-year and 2.6% quarter-on-quarter to 637 million, which makes up of 43.8% of the total service revenue. And this is also supported by 69.1% active internet users and also 68.6% smartphone user within the subscriber base. In addition, we also make good progress in our digital customer experience focus, where we see in the quarter two, we have achieved more than 2 million monthly active users on MyDigi, with more than 13 million transactions during the quarters. We also, at the same time, continue to digitize the channels where we see 100% adoption of mobile service app within our channels. On the service revenue, with the above development, we also see that the sequential service revenue decline improved 1.3% on the back of stronger postpaid growth and stabilizing the prepaid operation. So if I take you to the next slide, two more slides, it's a bit more details on the postpaid and the prepaid. And as you can see that the postpaid subscriber base is continued to grow. There's an uplift of 338,000 to 2.3 million. And at the same at the same time, the postpaid revenue is also surged 8.9% year-on-year and 3.1% quarter-on-quarter to 536 million. ARPU for postpaid is relatively steady, backed up by the solid postpaid growth as well as the, especially on the easy entry and the affordable postpaid segment. Then I'll take you to the next slide, which is the slide number 8. It's a bit on the prepaid. And as you can see, the prepaid, while the service revenue is continued to be challenging, but if you look at the internet growth, we do see that the internet revenue has actually grown quarter on quarter. And the prepaid ARPU is stable at 32. And as a result, you know, the sequential prepaid service revenue decline has improved and narrowed to 3.7%. So with this, you know, for the prepaid, we will continue to focus on the on the internet monetization as well as the to acquire more internet subs within the prepaid segment. So I will hand over to Carl Eric to share with you a bit on the margins as well as the cost.
Thank you, Lo. Moving on to cost development on slide number 9. And as emphasized earlier, 2017 and going forward, Digi will deliver a significant cost efficiency improvement. And in Q2, we have an overall 8% year-over-year and 3.2% quarter-over-quarter improvement in total cost. Cost of goods sold improved 6.9% year-on-year. And remain stable quarter on quarter, mainly due to lower year-on-year traffic volumes from legacy IDD services, while supporting higher data transmission costs from increasing data demand. OPEX for the quarter is down 8.8% year-on-year and 6.1% quarter-over-quarter. The higher cost reduction in this quarter comes mainly from realization of some one-time savings within network-related costs under our operational excellence program. OPEX to service revenue ratio moderated to 31.9%, while Digi continued to intensify its market presence and deliver a great network and digital customer experience. Then moving to EBITDA and PAT. EBITDA margin improved 1.8 percentage points year-on-year and 1 percentage point quarter-on-quarter to 46%. Absolute EBITDA strengthened quarter-over-quarter to 717 million ringgit, despite moderated service revenue from prepaid legacy services during the quarter. Profit before tax stood at 483 million ringgit after accounting for progressively higher depreciation of 194 million ringgit, up 35.7% year-on-year and 10.2% quarter-on-quarter, and also additional finance cost from the issuance of 900 million ringgit Islamic bond in April this year, which then gives a profit after tax for the quarter of 359 million ringgit, while PAT margin stood healthy at 23%. Moving to cash flow, our operational cash flow for the quarter is down marginally but remained healthy at 488 million ringgit, or 31% margin. CapEx for the quarter is 229 million ringgit, 37.1% higher year-on-year, as we have front-loaded CapEx to maximize spectrum opportunities with the deployment of LTE 900 MHz sites and to support 4G LTE and 4G Plus LTE Advanced network and fiber network expansion as planned. With the activation of LTE 900 MHz in July, customers on Digi network will be able to enjoy better indoor network quality and capacity to complement our existing 4G Plus network. Then moving to earnings. Earnings per share for the quarter leveled to 4.6 cents, with cumulative earnings per share in first half 2017 at 9.4 cents. The Board of Directors declared second interim dividend of 4.6 cents per share, equivalent to 358 million ringgit, or almost 100% dividend payout, payable to shareholders on 29th of September 2017. Digi's net debt to EBITDA ratio remained healthy at 0.7 times, while our balance sheet continues to reflect solid financial capability and flexibility to fund future investments and operational commitments. I will now hand over back to Alvin to share on other updates and outlook.
Carl Eric, thank you very much. I'm just going to use the opportunity to also just let you all know about some key appointments and changes in the management and also the board of directors. So on slide 13, what you'll find is a slide that talks about announcements that we have made in the last couple of days. The first one is on Carl Eric, who has been here for almost 4.5 years. There is a change in CFO where Carl Eric will be taking an assignment within the Telenor Group, and that will be announced later. And we have a new CFO that comes from Telenor Hungary previously. His name is Nakul, and he will be joining us from August 1st going forward. And then yesterday we announced changes, which is also just the normal changes that we have from time to time on the board. Most of you know Lars Jocke. He was the previous CEO in Digi and now currently CEO of DTAC and also the cluster lead in the cluster. He takes over from Morten Carlsen as chair. And we have two directors joining us, which is Håkon, who has been on the Digi board before as well, and Morten Ebbesen joining us. I just want to put that in so that we know that, and then I also want to thank Carl Eric for, I think it's 17 quarters of reporting to all of you for being part of the management team. And just allow me to close with a little bit of an outlook. Again, on first half of 2017, it was about delivering a resilient performance in an increasing competitive market. You heard me say before about margins and ensuring that we deliver to our margins and our commitments on that. While there is a challenge on the traditional revenue streams and, of course, some macroeconomic challenges. But our focus for the next 6 months is around the following. It's around strengthening operational and financial performance. We need to be even better at delivering our operational excellence, which we have done well for the first half of the year, and we need to continue doing that, while having solid execution on our product proposition and the value proposition to our customers and return value to our shareholders. As part of that focus, we will continue to drive both postpaid and prepaid. On postpaid, particularly on core propositions, using freedom to internet and using digital entertainment offerings. On prepaid, it's mainly going back to what Lo talked about last quarter and also now, which is taking a clear position on internet and growing that revenue stream. And we have a couple of reasons to believe. One is that the network is at a level where we are extremely happy with. Plus now with the July 1st launch of 900 megahertz, we're able to take that even further and capitalize on that. And in addition, we will strive to ensure prudent financials and operational efficiencies to manage net debt EBITDA ratio not exceeding 1.0 times for 2017. We continue to be highly driven as an organization, and we will make sure that we continue to market and take a position in the marketplace. For 2017 financial guidance on the service revenue side, we will now guide low to mid single digit decline, EBITDA margin around 2016 level, and CAPEX to service revenue ratio at between 11 to 13%. that brings the presentation to a conclusion, and now I open for questions. Thank you.